This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Most networks are dumping their regular programming tonight to show the first primetime hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Member Elaine Luria says it's a chilling story about a conspiracy to corrupt the entire government.
The hair on the back of your neck should stand up.
The panel's promising new and explosive information over a series of hearings, though it's unclear what that will entail. Republicans like Elise Stefanik are dismissing the entire probe as illegitimate.
It is a smear campaign
against Donald Trump and his backers. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy calls it a diversion.
What I wish they would really have a primetime hearing on is inflation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
After a heartbreaking series of mass shootings, the House has passed a bill that would raise the age for buying a semi-automatic rifle to 21. California Democrat Mike Thompson says this isn't about politics. It's about protecting children.
None of our careers are worth more than the lives of the children in this country. We need to pass this bill, and I hope we do it with a strong bipartisan support.
The bill passed by a mostly party-line vote of 223 to 204, but it has almost no chance of passing in the Senate, say analysts. Millions of COVID vaccine doses have been ordered for little children, says the White House, ahead of what may be federal approval next week. The price of gas is approaching $5 a gallon on average. It's $4.97 this morning, says the AAA, 26 cents more than just last week. It's an eye-popping $6.40 a gallon in California. An armed man was arrested near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house in Maryland after threatening to kill him, say authorities. This is AP News. Phil Mickelson is explaining.
Phil Mickelson is defending his decision to play in the inaugural Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Tournament this week. Mickelson reportedly signed a contract worth $125 million. The tour is funded by the Sovereign Wealth Fund in Saudi Arabia, a country with an abysmal record on human rights, most notably the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
I don't condone human rights violations at all. I don't think nobody here does throughout the world. And I'm certainly aware of what has happened with Jamal Khashoggi, and I think it's terrible.
Mickelson says he is excited for this opportunity.
I've also seen the good that the game of golf has done throughout history, and I believe that LIV Golf is going to do a lot of good for the game as well.
Phil Mickelson says he intends to play at the U.S. Open near Boston next weekend. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.